I'm Rona Tarrant. The Bishop of Little Rock, Arkansas, has released an updated list of those who had assignments in Arkansas and against whom credible allegations of sexual abuse of a minor were filed. Bishop Anthony Taylor added one priest and a religious brother to the list this month after a review of more than 1,300 files of priests and religious who had served in Arkansas during the past 70 years. In September, Bishop Taylor released the first list following an internal review of diocesan files. An independent commission to investigate sexual abuse in the French Church since 1950 has begun its work to interview victims, inspect files, and study trends for a report due in 2021. Jean-Marc Savé, the retired judge appointed by the Bishop's Conference to head the inquiry, said he chose 21 doctors, lawyers, sociologists and theologians serving on the commission. There are neither victims' advocates nor church representatives in the commission, which the bishops will finance. Victims' groups have criticised Suave's decision, but he said it would ensure impartiality. A member of a delegation representing Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido has said the Vatican has expressed its support for new elections in the country within the year. Rodrigo Di Monte told journalists that Venezuelan Archbishop Edgar Peña Parra conveyed the Vatican's support during a meeting on Monday. The delegation was in Rome to solicit the support of the Italian government in recognizing Guaido as interim president of Venezuela. The Vatican has taken a neutral stance in the current political crisis. Federal prosecutors in Arkansas have indicted 54 members of a white supremacy gang for allegedly committing acts of violence and drug dealing. The indictment names 54 people with ties to the New Aryan Empire, a white supremacist group. Prosecutors say the gang first formed in an Arkansas jail in 1990. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.